Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Wayne's World. Party on, Wayne, and party on, Garth. No.
I saw that movie so many times.
Yeah, yeah. Can you make farting sounds with your armpit? Like right now.
No, I can do it with my hand, though.
Yeah, now do a rap.
Oh, that's too many things it wants to focus on. As soon as you said rap...
Spit your rhymes.
All I was thinking of was the rap from the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Now slur your S's. and plop your P's.
There will be no slurs on this show. So, I wanted to talk about the animated G.I. Joe movie.
So, welcome back to Our Honest Life, podcast about who knows what. Who knows what
we
this
don't
is
know.
About. Apparently, it's going to be about the G.I. Joe cartoon movie.
We don't know what this is about.
Well, I know a lot about what that movie's about. I don't know if anyone else knows anything about that or even knows what we're talking about. There might be three people out there who have seen the... what year did it come out? 87? I want to say 87.
That seems like an estimate.
Well, that is definitely an estimate.
It might not be a good one.
I don't know. I think it was around 87. It could be 86.
Mm-hmm.
And the G.I. Joe cartoon was super popular, and so was Transformers, and they made that Transformers animated movie, released to theaters with the death of Optimus Prime that made every child cry, and it was a huge financial disaster, even though it's like the best cult classic, like super amazingly good movie. That movie's way better than it has any right to be. It's just based on a toy property, and it's, like, freaking fantastic. But that's not the movie we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the G.I. Joe movie.
Which
made by the exact same animation company as the Transformers movie. And I believe the My Little Pony movie all came out at the same time.
You can really tell that while the Transformers movie was fantastic, and the animation was overall great and very solid... that the budgeting concerns for the G.I. Joe movie were not quite as even all the way through. If anyone has seen it, they will know.
It's decent, but it's definitely got moments of the B-team working on it.
But the opening, the intro for the movie is fantastically beautifully animated, and the movement is fluid, and the cinematography is great, and the design is beautiful, and it's like camera shots and... crane shots and everywhere.
There can't be crane shots in a cartoon. Just so we're clear.
The type. What is that, an aerial shot?
Unless the animator was sitting in a crane while drawing out the shots. There were no cranes involved.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the G.I. Joe movie was also meant to be released in the theater like the Transformers movie, but the Transformers was such a big failure. That they did not end up releasing it in the theater. Instead, they sliced it up into like five or six parts and released it as little, like in their half hour blocks. And like they edited it a little bit too to make it more G rated. Because due to the death of Optimus Prime, they got scared about killing off Duke. But Duke clearly dies.
Oh, he's
like
so dead.
He's animated his death. He gets speared in the chest. From Serpentor, the evil leader of Cobra, the Cobra Emperor. Yeah, he spears him with a snake spear in the chest.
Wasn't he not only speared through the chest, but the snake spear was poisoned or something else?
Like, I think you can see the snake stop being a spear and turn back into a snake and slither away. It's really bizarre and strange. Anyways, so they kill him, but they needed to make him not dead. So they have, I think it's Scarlet or Lady J. No, I think it's Scarlet. Just yell from off camera.
No, it's a man's voice.
No, that's Doc at the end. At this point, it is definitely, I think, Scarlet. And she says, oh, no, Duke's gone into a coma.
Oh, yeah. And then later on, there is this inexplicable scene where all of a sudden...
instantly, you're in a coma. No, that's death.
Everything freezes. And another voice comes on and says, hey, did you get the news? Duke's come out of his coma. He's going to be okay.
That's Doc, and he's not even in the movie, and you just hear his voice. He's like, hey guys, it's Doc. Good news. Duke's come out of his coma and he's going to be A-okay. And you're like, no, no, Duke's dead. You're lying, Doc.
The G.I. Joe movie has the best lines. It features the most amazing line ever, which is actually delivered by Don Johnson.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sergeant Slaughter, because he's in that too.
So it's Don Johnson, I'm pretty sure. And he says, you can't talk to him. He's gone full snake. Referring to a character who was a person and has now been turned into a snake man.
Oh, this is why you want to talk about G.I. Joe. You want to talk about the weird, like, body horror that occurs.
The movie is a fucking Cronenberg. It's a Cronenberg movie.
Yeah, someone really liked The Fly or something. So go ahead, tell them what happens to Cobra Commander in the movie.
So Cobra Commander is hit with this spore shit that de-evolves him into the primitive denizens of Cobra Law, where he apparently came from in the movie, which were just snake men. They were just primitive snake men.
Well, yeah, he comes from a race that evolved from snakes into, like, people, whereas we come, from apes that, you know, became people.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, not only has he been infected with these spores, which are de-evolving him and causing him to lose human consciousness, but who's he being carried by as he loses the loss of his limbs?
Oh, he's being carried by the Joe Roadblock, who's got hit by something, too, that made him blind.
Yeah, he was blinded. He is putting his faith 100% in this incoherent snake man that he's carrying, who tells him to run and jump off of a cliff to escape from guards that are tracking them. How terrifying would this be? Like, when I thought about this when we watched it one of the last times, how scary is that? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Snake man.
It was super weird. It was one of those things where I watched it as a kid and it was like, it scared me as a child. You're like, oh, that's really, like, weird. I didn't know how to feel about it. It was intriguing and, like, scary.
Yeah, because not only...
that's the definition of horror.
Yeah, not only...
you're intrigued, and it's awful,
mm-hmm.
but you need to know more.
G.I. Joe really was good at that. Even the regular episodes, there was always some bizarre, off-kilter story theme going on. Like the Springfield episodes, where there's this town that's filled with these replicant people made of sentient goo.
Oh yeah, what are they called? Solenoids? Solenoids? They're
something. Yeah, they're purple goo, and they emotionally and mentally terrorize one of the Joes, and they cause him horrible emotional trauma, like real psychological trauma, by pretending that he has a family, and they're basically gaslighting him into this. And then he sees everyone start dissolving into goo before his eyes. And he is going crazy. He's losing his grip on reality. And this is a kid's show.
You know, hey, when you gotta crank out 80 episodes a season, people ain't, proofing your work too much. And you wanna slip in some crazy, weird mental stuff, why not? Go for it. They made those edits to G.I. Joe because... the Transformer writers and the Joe writers were having a competition because they'd work right across from the office from each other and they kept trying to one-up each other. And the Transformer writers got word that they were planning to kill off a major character. They were going to kill Duke. And they thought that was a great idea and they wanted to steal it for their movie. So they wrote in the death of Optimus Prime.
Not realizing
that G.I. Joe played to an older child demographic where it was probably more acceptable or cool to the audience that they were going to kill off a character, whereas Transformers played to a younger demographic, like your 5 to 8 year olds were really into it.
They just and, like big robots.
Yeah, and when they killed Optimus Prime, their hero on screen, every kid was just bawling and freaking out and parents were walking out with their kids in the movie.
Yeah.
There's your history lesson. And it's a great movie. Like, it's really good, but only if you're an adult.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain to children some of the darker thematic elements or scenes in...
Who are we kidding? Our kids love it.
Oh, but they fully realize, there are scenes where Transformers are being murdered, they're being sucked into space, they're being disintegrated... You know, these are autonomous beings that their life force is being snuffed out. And the kids got that. They're like, whoa, that guy's dead.
Yeah, and I think our daughter feels bad for Cobra Commander.
I feel bad for Cobra Commander. And not just because I want to fuck him.
Well, not when he's a snake man. No. Think about that, would you? Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot. There's internet fanfic to prove it.
Not the snake man part, right?
No.
No. All right. Do you prefer Cobra Commander that's like the comic book one? Because that's a human, a regular, you know, person. He's not a highly evolved snake man.
I just like the human Cobra Commander. And I definitely have a preference on the outfit. I like the one where it's the blue pantsuit, where he's wearing the tight pants with the stirrups, and he has the elbow-length black still shiny gauntlets, and he's sometimes wearing a cape, and he's got a thigh holster. I have Cobra Commander's sexual preferences.
Yeah.
How do you explain your sexual preference in...
I don't have that preference. No. But I mean, I like villains. I like villains that dress, you know, cool. I don't know. And I always liked Cobra Commander, but I was more drawn to his, like, weird techno mask or whatever, that pure silver mirror mask.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to find.
And you never knew who he was. You never saw his face. And that was just mysterious and cool.
Sexually mysterious.
I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm getting aggressively sexual about Cobra Commander again.
Well, no, that's okay. But I'm just like, why is that, like, sexually appealing? I don't know who it is behind that mask who's going to make love to me.
Oh, it's definitely a danger element. It's one of those, oh, I don't know who it is. Yeah, but it's, you know, in your fantasy, it's still somebody hot.
In your fantasy, if you can't see their face, do you make them wear a condom?
No, condoms don't exist in my fantasy world. I try to remove it fully from reality.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm also a cartoon, though.
Weird proportions and...
Yeah.
Big eyes.
Well, it depends on the animation style.
I don't know, like the Flintstones.
Oh, no, I've never thought of that. That's just wrong.
Yeah, no Betty, no Wilma, no Barney.
I'm a cartoon porn snob. I was never into the cartoon porn of the Flintstones or the Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons. They have robots.
Oh, yeah, I have seen fanfic porn that just, it's awful.
I try not to see any of this, but I'm just going to bet there's Jane Jetson and the dog. I'm just going to bet that's a guarantee that's out there.
Oh, absolutely. You can have so many specific kinks or fetishes with the Jetsons. You've got person plus robot. There's incest, so parental or child incest, sibling incest, bestiality, robots.
Like, do people think this is okay because it's a cartoon? It's no big deal.
Well, it's not real. So you know for sure.
It's not real.
You know for sure it's not real. We have definitely watched a lot of porn that you can tell that's not real.
All of it.
No, sometimes there's really good amateur porn.
Well, I guess every now and then you find that, you know.
The holy grail of porn.
You know, real people who uploaded one half-decent video once. Yeah, it's there every now and then.
They uploaded it to one site and they didn't think anyone would see it and they immediately deleted it, but some weirdo had already archived it.
Do you like breakfast?
I love breakfast.
Yeah, why? Why do you love breakfast?
It reminds me of the morning. That sounds really dumb.
No. Yeah, isn't that when you're eating it? It reminds me of now.
No, I have a lot of pleasant memories tied to breakfast. Generally communal breakfast.
The commune? Yeah.
Kind of. I went to military camp for 2 years over summer, and breakfast is a huge thing because you're eating with everyone in the mess hall.
It was the social event of the day.
It definitely was. Everyone started out...
Oh, I was making a joke. That's just sad.
Well, I mean, meals were, but no, it was great. And I went to...
I'm gonna eat your beans. I'll eat your beans if you don't want to finish your beans.
I have never encountered the people that live inside your head. Never.
Oh, no one has. Because they're not real.
Yeah. You know, when we went on...
You know, I know that, right? You know they're not. I know they're not real, right?
I'm not sure now.
Oh.
So when we went to Orlando for a celebration, that was the first time I have ever encountered beans at a breakfast buffet.
What?
I'm sure that's a new concept.
No, we've been at buffets that have had beans before.
For breakfast?
Well, I don't know how often you're going to the buffets for breakfast, but yeah.
Almost never. I sleep in.
So that's more why I think I like breakfast, because I don't eat it usually Monday to Friday. I only eat it on the weekends when I don't work. That's when I get breakfast.
That is also good.
So I treat it. I treat it more like almost treat food. So it's like, yeah, pancakes. I can have syrup, and you know, ooh, naughty. I'm having sugar.
Ooh, it's like eating cake for breakfast.
I don't think I should talk that growly. That probably doesn't sound very good. Too raspy. Who's that guy with the raspy voice?
Sounds like he smoked a lot of cigarettes.
No smoking of cigarettes.
No.
It's awful. Very little whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Almost none. Exclusively no whiskey.
Sort of sounds like I've had some whiskey, though. Oh, well. I haven't. Do you have a nice falsetto?
I like to think so, but I can't be a safe judge of that.
What's a good falsetto song?
Staying Alive? Anything by the Bee Gees? The Bee Gees?
By the Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees.
That's my favorite band from the 70s, the Bee Gees. Herb and the Bee Gees. Herbie.
Because he's the HJ.
He's always a little angry. Herb's always a little angry.
Look, he's just doing this to be nice, and he wants to get it over with.
Well, he's the HJ, the BJs, is the rest of the band. They've got shit-eating grins on their faces, and Herb's a little pissed.
Angry hand job.
No, what were we talking about?
Yeah, I was trying to keep it in my head, but we drove straight on past that conversation.
Oh, we went to crazy town, didn't we?
Yep.
So...
breakfast. We were talking about breakfast.
Do you ever like to have a drink with breakfast, like beer?
At the cabin. I like a good breakfast beer at the cabin. Standing by the stove, making scrambled eggs and bacon, drinking a beer.
Are you in a bikini with flip-flops? Some sort of wrap?
You know, I don't get dressed for the beach that early. I'm almost always wearing a t-shirt or a nightie when I'm cooking breakfast at the cabin. The bikini doesn't come on until 1:30. But yeah, breakfast beer. You're usually the cause of breakfast beer. You almost always...
make a book. Hey. Let's write a book called Breakfast Beer.
Breakfast Beer and Other Simple Delights.
No, I was thinking it was like a murder book like the Hardy Boys.
Oh.
Just Breakfast Beer.
So does the title not have anything to do with the plot, or am I missing something?
You'll only find out at the very end.
It's like they solve the case and they crack a beer or eggs.
And you'll be like, breakfast beer. It's brilliant.
And I'll stand and weep and clap as if my whole existence was poured into the sound coming from my hands.
That is really abstract.
Everything I say is really abstract.
Like, so, what? No, I was going to talk.
You talk.
I'm just going to talk about how I feel like I got a burp. No one wants to hear about that. Hey, I'm about to burp right now. Oh, well, now I'm on the spot and I can't do it. I feel awkward about my burping.
That's why I hate telling people I have to sneeze. I feel a sneeze coming, and then you look at me and you're like, what's up, are you okay? And I don't want to say anything, because if I move, the sneeze goes away. You have to be quiet and still for it.
You want the sneeze.
I want the sneeze, because it feels good, and it feels like I got cheated if it leaves.
Sneeze is just our head exploding a little bit. Like, come on, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's an eruption from your body.
Your body just decides that it's gonna do that.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. Where does stuff come out of us? How many different places?
Oh, so too many places to count. And it can come out of any place, technically, because you have sweat glands everywhere.
So, you know, there's like, well, yeah, we excrete sweat, like we drop like skin everywhere.
We're gross, awful.
That's dust.
We're gross cellular beings.
Yeah, gunk comes out of our eyes at the corners.
Oh, we just excrete waste products from every square inch of our skin.
Oh, hey, there was that burp I was talking about. Oh, it was epic. All right.
You know that sweat is mostly made up of urine?
Burps just came out of me.
That's
just talking about other things that come out of you.
Enthralling. Oh, as I was putting our children to bed, the youngest, insisted that I wait in the room because they had to fart and I needed to be there for it because they were aiming their butt towards me.
Were they both doing it?
No, just one. Just the one that loves their farts and constantly talks about how much they love smelling
farts. The other one's okay with farts too now. She was definitely doing some fart humor with me while we were playing video games there for a bit.
We are raising them right.
Yeah. Yeah, in that area, yeah.
I mean, I'm setting a pretty good example by always farting openly wherever I am. When we were on the airplane coming home, I farted.
So now imagine your mom farted continuously around you all the time. What would you think of her at this point?
My mom does. That was my whole life growing up, was she would come into the room and she'd hold her stomach and she'd go, oh, gotta toot. That was what I grew up with.
Do you use the word toot, you find?
I do the same position where you have one hand on the belly and one hand on your lower back. You learned it from your mom. You're like, oh, gotta toot, gotta push it out.
There's a takeaway.
I got in a super serious argument with the girl across the street when I was young because her mother insisted that girls don't fart. They puff. They puff. She couldn't say fart. She could only say puff.
It's pretty, overly polite.
We mocked her mercilessly for that.
Girls ride around on a cloud.
Of farts.
Yep.
We are gassy creatures.
Well, yeah, all of us are. That's not a lady thing. Farts are not a lady thing. Just so we're clear. I have been known to drop a fart or two. Some sick clouds.
So, one time, we were out of the city for something, and we decided to show the kids the building that we got married in because it's outside the city. And we had been at a corn maze earlier, and we ate hot dogs and all sorts of gross corn maze food. And as we pulled into the driveway of the building where we got married, Church let out an enormous fart. And the car, it was October, it was cold. The car got warmer, and it immediately smelled as if somebody had started roasting hot dogs on a grill. It smelled exactly like hot dog, and it did not leave the car.
Yeah, I can attest to that. It smelled exactly like the hot dog I had eaten earlier on, as in the smell reminded me exactly of what it tasted like to eat the hot dog earlier.
I was horrified because it smelled so much like hot dog. If you hadn't told me it was a fart, I would have just enjoyed it as the smell of roasting hot dogs.
So true.
We have so many fart memories.
That was the most delicious fart.
It was a perfect recreation. It was the ghost of a hot dog. I think that's what we ended up saying it was. It was the ghost of the hot dog. It came straight out of your butt. Yeah. It was reincarnated.
It was a food ghost. Farts are just food ghosts.
I actually have that written down on a notepad.
Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago. Farts are just food ghosts. Yeah.
I think that was in one of our...
Most ghosts are horrific and scary, but every now and then there's a Casper.
It's adorable. It's like a hot dog. A
little friendly fart.
With little googly eyes. Casper
friendly fart, yeah.
Toot. It's a puff.
It smells like a hot dog. Not like shit. Yeah. Which is usually what it smells like. Hey, remember when I ate that Donair with lots of extra garlic sauce on it?
There was so much garlic sauce. And then you took my extra garlic sauce.
Yeah, I was just eating that garlic sauce. I could just eat that all the time. And then I went upstairs and I farted in the bathroom. And then it followed me out of the bathroom into our bedroom where you were. And it was super mega awful. I can't even... And it was like, it was heavy and hot. That's the only way I can describe it. It lived in the air.
It was a physical entity.
You want to talk about a ghost. You know what? There was a presence in the room with us. And we left. We had to get out of there. It was just awful. And we came downstairs and were watching TV. And I had to go back upstairs like a half hour later. And I think I was about halfway up the stairs, not even, and I ran into the fart. It was like still there and it was just slowly coming down.
It was lowering
the stairs, like super slowly.
It was legitimately halfway down the stairs.
It was like an evil fog out of a horror movie, just slowly creeping down, and you can't escape it. Nothing can ever stop it. It's supposed to dissipate, but no, it didn't.
That was an epic fart.
So, yeah, you're not the only one who farts, okay? You just fart constantly. That's the difference. There's just like a continuous amount of air coming out of you.
And very loudly. Just...
like that. That's happening a lot.
Yeah, that's just...
You breathe in through your mouth or your nose, and it just comes out your butt. Most of it.
It's just a tube from the mouth to the butt.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is. I don't know. There's other stuff in there, I think.
There's some twists and turns.
I'm no doctor.
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
I am not a doctor. Am I a doctor? I can't remember.
Well, you gotta do something all day when I don't see you. Maybe you're a doctor.
The occasional open heart surgery. Occasional. But I wander into those by accident. Just like I accidentally get it on roller coasters every now and then.
And wander through street parades.
Oh, well. That's happened more often than I'd like to admit in my life. Am I in another parade? How did that happen? How did I get this baton? All right. So, let's talk about cancer.
Oh, dropping the heavy shit. Bring it!
As a child, when I would hear about the signs of the zodiac, the astrological signs, and there was one called cancer, I was like, one's a disease? I thought that as a kid in like grade 2.
That's a very early age to be aware of cancer.
I didn't really know what cancer was.
You understood
I knew it was bad, and there was a bad name. People were like, it's a crab. And I'm like, no, that's a crab's a crab.
Why don't you just call it the crab?
Yeah, why isn't that just the crab?
Why cancer. Does it have to be so confusing?
And then there was like Gemini the twins. I always thought that was cool. That was like, that's pretty sweet. Because they were depicted as like two dudes with bows and stuff. And I was like, bows are cool.
Bows are cool.
Yeah.
People put a lot of stock into astrological and
like Pisces zodiac is signs. Just a fish. If I was the fish, I'd be like, fuck, I'm the fish.
Yeah, it's upsetting. I've always been very upset that I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, you're the fish. Fuck. Wants to be the fish. No one wants to be the fish. Think of a worse astrological sign. I mean, there's a one called the cancer, but it's actually a giant crab that'll just like, that'll fuck you up. Just like cancer. Oh, you're right. It is depressing. All right. So cancer's the worst one. Then the fish. Then Virgo. Virgo's just like a lady, I guess.
I'm a terrible teen witch pagan.
All right, you're none of those things. You're right. You are terrible.
So when I was 16... Or, no, I guess it was long before 16. It would probably be like 14. We watched the movie The Craft, me and a bunch of friends. And boy, howdy, did we get into that.
How do you get into that? Did you get a spell book?
We took blankets outside, and we would light candles, and we would tie ribbons around shit, and chant, and talk about Wittershins. And then I bought the book Teen Witch. And, yeah, we tried to have spell books. It was fantastically stupid. I loved it.
Don't you love that part where you still have really clear, vivid memories, the early memories, but they're like kind of embarrassing to you because you're still a kid when you're remembering it, and the way you process and behaved and acted is so different and unrefined. And now we live the lie.
What? I think even as a teenager or a preteen, I was searching for a type of community that held similar ideals.
And now you found it. It's called the Canoe Club.
The Canoe Club. Don't tell them about my canoe obsession. They're going to want to break into the whole canoe sporting.
Sporting.
We were on a canoe. That was fun.
Well, more than once. I've been on a... Yeah. I've done lots of canoeing.
Yeah. We always talk about getting a canoe. We're that couple that talks about getting a canoe. We know people who have a canoe. We don't.
Do we know people that have a canoe?
Yep. They go portaging all the time.
Oh, come on. That's just when you carry the canoe. You think they're just, you encounter them on the sidewalk and they're carrying the canoe. They're just out for a jog.
No,
they're so into portaging.
They're up in one of the national parks.
It's the latest health craze. Now that I've said it, it probably will be.
Oh, and they'll
never
God.
Get credit for it. I'm so into portaging.
BuzzFeed is going to steal it from us.
Yeah, and just run around with this. It'll just be like a beam with these like two handles on either side.
Well, now you're just describing the bridge carriers from Brandon Sanderson novels.
No, I'm not. Because that would be a bridge. This was just a beam with some handles off it.
Maybe it was like a practice bridge. But yes, we know people who go canoeing.
Canoe Club.
The Canoe Club. Then we don't actually canoe. We just drink a lot. So there's a geek community.
Just one geek girl. No.
There's a geek community in our city that has get-togethers every couple weeks. And I'd like to go, but every time they have one of these get-togethers, I'm always busy. Always booked up. And then the one time that I'm not booked up, I kind of realize I don't like leaving the house for stuff like that.
So you don't like leaving the house for things like that? What does that mean? Social gatherings? That thing you're like, I'm looking for a community, but I don't want to leave the house and go join a community and talk to people in a community setting. But I sure would like to join a community. Okay, just yep. So we're clear.
All that's right. Why I like the internet.
What? That's not what?
You're like, no, you like the internet because of porn. That's also good.
I think that's what all gets you on the internet. And then you eventually, but you know, between looking at porn, you know, you go to Facebook. Comment on pictures of food, the latest dank memes.
Dank memes? Are those memes that are dank or memes that refer to dank, as in penis?
You know, it depends on who you're friends with. Could be either one.
I don't see a lot of danks. It's probably a good thing.
Is it?
I'm not seeing unexpected danks.
Well, unexpected dank. Yeah, no, I don't ever walk around a corner and I was like, whoa, there's your penis.
There's not a lot of surprise dank in my day.
To be fair, I guess that has happened at some point or another, yeah. Yeah, penis is a funny word. Pop your peas. Say it now.
Pop your peas.
No, penis.
Oh.
Pop that penis.
Poppin'.
Oh.
Pop the penis.
Let's edit that part out.
It's gonna go. Well.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This has been a riveting discussion.
Of rivets.
I don't think we talked about rivets at all. We talked about cartoons.
The replica lightsaber I have. There's only one sort of... not one. There's like three things that are keeping it from being like super close to screen accurate. One of them is it uses a type of screw that imitates the rivets used in the movie. But in the movie it was rivets and not screws.
This is the type of stuff that keeps church up at night.
It's important to have the right rivets and not the screws. I know where to get proper ones to fix it. But, you know, $3.
There definitely is a large community that is very interested in that.
Oh, sure.
Screen accurate lightsabers.
I bet you they have a podcast. I will never listen to it.
You're probably subscribed to 5 of them already.
Oh, maybe I did listen to it already.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The Screen Accurate Lightsaber Podcast. How absolutely wonderful would that be?
I
can't imagine it. Neither can I.
Nope.
Well, should we wrap things up? Unless there's anything burning on your mind? Or your genitals?
No, there's nothing burning on my genitals. No. That's all right. Are your genitals burning?
With desire.
For?
Your genitals.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, some cream to provide relief. Oh.
No, I've been having a beer, and that always makes me tingly in the downstairs bits.
What kind of upstairs bits you get?
They're tingly, too.
Well, maybe we should have ended it when you said we should have ended it. Ended it. Cool. Yeah, wording hard. Perhaps we should end it. End it all.
Yep, the whole thing. This is the last podcast. Goodbye.
Well, yeah, no. Well, we better not end it there then, because we're not going out on a high note.
No. I think we would have to go up several steps to go out on a...
Well, yeah. We can't quit before we're...
Oh, that's anywhere. What you're saying.
Yeah. Not that I think we're going to get anywhere, but you never know.
No, we're still sitting at the same table.
Well, that part's essential.
Yes. So, yeah, everyone, have a good time. We will see you.
Have a time. Your life might be shit. Just have a time. Whatever.
We can guarantee
this. Better than not having a time.
We can guarantee this time is neither bad nor good.
Well,
do with it what you will.
Yeah. When I listen to Our Honest Life, I have a time.
That's a descriptor. Have a time, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.